Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 32 in the Bible verses from the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. And it reads, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." That's Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. As chapter was being read, the prayer at the end reminded me again about obedience, and I was reminded about that as I was reading in the Old Testament today about the book of Haggai and how the people have been given a dictate to rebuild, you know, the altar and the temple, and they had lost sight of that, and they got into disobedience. They were actually spending time on their own homes and neglecting that which the Lord had told them to do. And it's very easy to get into disobedience, I know personally, and forget it. I get into my own way of thinking and forget the promises that God has made to me and I made back to him. And then that's where the trouble brews. So keeping a steadfast mind is not easy, but it has such beautiful benefits when I do it. The verse reminds me that one of the beautiful benefits is this mature peace. It says keeping perfect peace means that I have gotten to a maturity of knowing that I cannot always control my circumstances. I rarely can control my circumstances, but I can always control how I think about them. And that is the biggie. What am I remembering? Sometimes I even have to say to myself, more than what I feel is what God has said to me. I can get off very easily forgetting what God has said to me, because he's a promise keeper. He will never go back on his word. And so for me to remember his word is a safeguard. It really is. It gives me a perfect peace. I get peaceful when I remember what he's told me. It's like none other. His peace, you know, can keep me steadfastly walking. The peace itself never leaves me. But my focusing on it and experiencing it, that's a whole different ball game. I can not be focusing on it, therefore I'm not experiencing it, and I can be experiencing much unrest. I know that, you know, Jesus is praying for me, and he sees me. He knows what is going on in my life. And so I want to remember his promises. I want to remember what he has done. He has redeemed my sins. Regardless of what I did and what I'm doing and what I'll do in the future, his blood has redeemed that. That means that I will be able to stand before a holy God when my life is over. Not because of righteous things that I have done, but because of God's mercy in sending his son to be my sin bearer. He's my shield. He's that blood over the doorpost. The other thing that I want to keep in mind that I have been given is that indwelling spirit that gives me new life. Even when I go through the day and all of a sudden I feel like, ugh, I don't have any energy, or, you know, I still am having some difficulty with my ears at this present time. And, you know, I can make that my focus if I wanted to, but God has told me, nah, pray about it. And pray that you listen and remember anything that I've told you, and keep it moving. and the peace will return, and also anything that I need to do to help things along for the solution. And it says, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast. You know, that steadfast mind happens as I keep my eyes on Jesus. Like I said, there are just many distractions. And then it says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in you. I trust more as I know more. That's another reason why I want to stay in God's Word, to know more. I don't tend to retain as much as I would love to retain things, but as I stay in it, as I keep coming back to it, this is why I have found personally the reading through the whole Bible every year. These years of abstinence that I have, I know they would not be here if it had not been that commitment that is seared in my heart to keep reading through the Bible over and over and over again. You know, it's amazing too how God sends people to help that commitment happen. I became a born-again believer in 1991, and when I was living in New York, and I heard on the radio the message of salvation, and I had been in a church. I was in a church at that time. It was a very liberal church, did not talk about sin or then, you know, being relieved of sin and needing to have that, and Jesus being the sin bearer, none of that was talked about. It was talking about the love of God, which is good. We want to talk about the love of God, but the love of God is best embodied in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He died so that we could have life abundantly on this side of heaven, and yeah, so that we can be in heaven. And the definition of what the abundance is like, we got to understand what an amazing gift we have been given to have our sins taken away from us. And so God brought people to me after I came to know Jesus, and he brought me to people. One of the first things that he did is that he took me out of New York City at that time. I'm not just pointing out New York City. It was just that in my case, I had four adult children. Now they're adults, but they were four little kids. I had, you know, the youngest one was at that point about four, and my son was about 17 or 18, the oldest one. And then I had, you know, kids in between, two adolescents and a pre-adolescent. And I mean, it was a mess. And God knew what I needed. He knew I needed to be in a Bible teaching church. And he brought me to a place, brought me back to Texas, and eventually brought me to a Bible teaching church, and also brought me to where I got baptized in my immersion, which is important. Again, I have been baptized as a child, or I should say more like a christening that I had as a child, because I believe that true baptism is a believer's baptism, where the person being baptized has made that decision to follow Jesus and to profess that before the world. When I was baptized as a baby, my parents thought, you know, what they were doing is that they were making a commitment to bring me up to be a Christian, to know about Christ, to know about his promise. But that decision to follow Christ had to come from me. And so I will encourage you, if you have not had a believer's baptism, it's a very important thing. It serves as a remembrance to you that you made that decision. You made that decision yourself. to follow Jesus. And it also proclaims that before witnesses. It's a lot like any strong covenant that we make. The covenant of marriage, we make that before witnesses. You know, there's witnesses. I mean, even on the earthly realm, when you come to a new job or a new situation, you make a covenant before witnesses. It's written in stone that you're going to do such and such work, and they are going to, you know, reimburse you or give you a paycheck, you know, at the end of your time of work for them. You know, whether that, you know, weekly or bi-monthly or whatever. It's a covenant that you make before people. And so I really encourage you, if you have not had a believer's baptism, do it. Have that where you are, you know, going under for yourself and also for the understanding that other people watching that will realize that you are being serious about following Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. But what I was going to say about reading the wording and staying in the word, it helps that I have a place where I can keep my record. And that came about 19 years ago when one of my sons and his wife had the idea to give me a journaling Bible. I know that now because they give me one now every Christmas, and I usually write what number it is. And so this Christmas I received my 19th copy of a journaling Bible. And I was saying to them both, I said, I remember the very first journaling Bible. I didn't know, you know, my study in that word wasn't anywhere near what it is today. And also my commitment to being in the Word, boy, in the whole Word of God, going through the whole Word of God, because I know for me personally, there is no better training. None. I thought one time, you know, I wanted to go to seminar and learn certain things. I'm not putting down seminar, but I tell you one thing, meeting face-to-face, eye-to-eye, heart-to-heart with the Lord every day, He is teaching me, He is reteaching me, training me. I'm putting His hand in my hand, and I know it. And so again, please hear my heart. If you have struggled with the food for any length of time, that being in the Word in that way, where you have made a commitment that in a year's time, you're going through that whole Word of God, and then, you know, on a daily basis, that you are getting into where, you know, it's moving you along. You have this whole thing that you're, in a year's time, you are going to go through that whole word. But on a daily basis, you are going to keep moving, you know, a little bit day by day. But I wanted to say something as we come to the beginning of the year. You know, the next time we meet, we'll be in a new year. But you might have already tried to read through the Bible. Maybe you started last year and you didn't do very well. But this is the key that I have found, and I'm actually putting it in the back of the book, the Think Fast book. It's on page 145. It reads, How to Succeed in Reading Through the Bible Each Year. And these are four keys that have kept me going for these years that I have been doing it. I have put down, it's been over 25 years. It's been over 30 years, I think, at this point, that I have been reading through the Bible, even though it's been 19 years that I've been using a journal and Bible. But these are the four points I want to point out here. How do you read through the Bible and succeed in reading each year? Number one is to remember how serious this war is that we are a part of. I want to keep aware that I am in a real war with a vicious enemy. There's a vicious enemy out there. And so I need to cry out to the Spirit that indwells me to unlock the revelation that God has for me in His Word. God tells me things in His Word. And on that reading schedule that I have, believe me, I miss probably 99.44% of the Word on a daily basis that I actually read through. But that rest of that word, you know, what is that, the 99th percent that I get, or whatever, I said more than that, that 46 or whatever, 99th percent that I get, believe me, it will take me through. It keeps me abstinent, you know. So I read more than I consciously know how much it is that I read. So I keep aware that there is an enemy out there, it's a war out there, and I get into His Word. It's a war. So I'm not going to miss my time in the Word. And so with that in mind, I do my reading assignment at the beginning of the day. You know, as I'm making this recording, this is a Christmas holiday for us, and it didn't turn out the way we had hoped. My son and he and his children were coming up for Christmas, and his mother-in-law is sick, and she was in the hospital. And so as it turned out that we have the three of the kids, three youngest, they're not youngest, a teenager and a preteen and an adolescent. But we have had them, you know, in the house, and we had other people come over, and it's just been very busy. But this I know, getting that word. So I do that assignment at the beginning of the day because I don't know how my day is going to unfold. So I keep aware that it's a real war. Number two, I keep that reading assignment at the beginning of the day. The third one is that if I ever miss an assignment, I don't try to catch up. Now, it is very rare now over all of these years that I will miss an assignment, but I will miss an assignment sometimes. I've been in the hospital sometimes. I've been sick, you know, with anesthesia. I've been out of there. And so when I come out or whatever, out of the sickness or whatever, I don't try to catch up. I don't go, whoa, I missed that reading or I missed that day or whatever. No, I do not. If I ever miss an assignment, I don't try to catch up. At the beginning, like I said, I missed lots of assignments. Now it is very, very rare that it's happening, but it's just for today. What is the assignment today? And let me put my heart into doing that assignment, reading it, thinking about it, writing about it, praying over it, praying with it, praying afterwards. And then the fourth thing is that I have a no-quit attitude about going through the Bible year after year. No quit. I'm not quitting. I'm not. It is a spiritual discipline that I pray to keep until the Lord takes me home. You know, I have three no-quit commitments on a daily basis. You know, don't quit. That means that when I'm aware that, you know, something is wrong there, it's get back up and you do it. That is to be in that Word. To be in the Word of God. Number two, to be out of the food, to be disciplined with my food. And the third one is to be prayerful, to be prayerful. I want to be a strong warrior for the Lord. I do want Him to keep me well, but you know, I pray that even in my unwellness, you know, even when I am sick or whatever, please get out of the way, because I am wanting to be a strong warrior for the Lord. I want to be well, I want to be strong, and I want to be mightily used by the Lord. But Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for a way to keep in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.